This is Solidarity News on Radio Labour.
This is a Radio Labour special report recorded on Thursday, December 21st, 2017. I'm Mark Belanger. More money is flowing out of Africa because of tax evasion and other illicit activities than is going into the continent to help it develop. Trade unions are in the forefront of the efforts to help stop these illicit financial flows, known as IFFs. I talked to Caroline Kamati Mugala about money illegally leaking out of Africa. Ms. Mugala is the executive secretary of the East Africa Trade Union Confederation. I asked her to describe illicit financial flows known as IFFs.
In simple terms, illicit financial flows basically means illegal movement of money or capital from one country to another. And when I say illegal movement of money, we are talking about things like, a drug cartel using trade-based money laundering techniques to mix legal money from sale with illegal money, or when you're talking about an importer using trade misinvoicing to evade customs duty, VAT, or income tax, or we are talking about, corrupt public official using an anonymous shell company or bank account, to siphon money from a particular country, or, money that is being lost through human trafficking or terrorism. So basically, that's what illicit financial flows is.
How much money is leaving Africa because of these illicit financial flows?
In general, around 192 billion leaves Africa every year. That is through illicit financial flow being one of it, one of the ways money leaves Africa, vis-a-vis 134 billion that we received. But through the Mbeki report that was commissioned by the African Union and led by the former president of South Africa, Thabo Mbeki, they put the figure on illicit financial flows at a conservative figure of 50 billion leaving the country every day. But Mark, something interesting about this 50 billion, only 3% represents corruption. And around 30 to 35% represent, through criminal means. But a big percentage, which is between 60 to 60%, is through commercial. So this means through multinational corporation in terms of losing tax. So from Thabo Mbeki's report, only 3% is through what we call corruption.
The money that is being lost because of illicit financial flows, what could it be used for?
We are looking at money that would have been used for public resourcing, to fight poverty in East Africa. We are talking about money that could be used to better access, key services like quality education, healthcare, social protection, reproductive health rights, and so forth. But you see also, when I look at these public resources that are needed and are being siphoned out of Africa, one of the marginalized group that is highly affected is also women. Because when you talk about education that is not quality, healthcare that is not quality, lack of social protection, a majority of the population that is affected is women and young people. The other way that, East Africa is losing out is, you see, since government cannot raise revenue through collecting tax from these companies, or this company is not paying their fair share, it means that in one way or another, the East African government still have to raise revenues. But where do they raise these revenues from? One of the easiest way that they do to raise revenues through what we call value addition tax. This is taxing basic goods like milk, water. We are talking about sanitary pads for the women. We are talking about salt. We are talking about food. And this directly hits our work at home.
And that's it. International labor news you can use. Thank you for listening. And remember, it's all about global solidarity.